This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 24, 2017. The city of Gloucester has made changes in how it is dealing with the budget. According to Gloucester's Chief Administrative Officer, Jim Destino, Mayor Safathia Romeo Tegan's administration has changed how so-called free cash is distributed, calling former mayor Carolyn Kirk's policy a shell game. Destino also has said that the present administration invites input from all areas of city government.
We work together. We've lifted the veil off city government. And I'm going to tell you some of the positive things, Rick, that have happened since we got here. Now, you talked about Fuller School and how it was left to rot. And that was a shame. If we were here, that would have never happened. We would have maintained that building. You know, the free cash certifications that were backdoored into every police and schools and DPW and the fire departments was not real municipal budgeting. It was a shell game going on here. We put in a policy when we got here so that no other mayor would ever hand out all our free cash and raises again, would take care, so we would be able to take care of our municipal buildings and put money away for capital. So every time free cash is certified, we take 40% of it and put it into a capital stabilization fund. We take 20% of it and put it into a maintenance stabilization fund. We take 10% of it, and that goes into our regular stabilization fund. And only 30% of it is unreserved. So no mayor will ever do that again.
That's Gloucester Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino. You can listen to the complete interview with Jim Destino on demand below. Renovations have started at Bloxage Field in Swampscott, and Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, plans to play on artificial turf at Bloxage Field in Swampscott are advancing with town officials soliciting bids for construction of the nearly $2 million project. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Gino Cresta, interim town administrator and Department of Public Works director, said the town is putting out three separate bids this week for the construction phase, and three contractors will be selected. Cresta also serves as chairman of the Turf Field Advisory Committee, the board that has been the leader on the Bloxage project. One of the bids going out is for the site work, which includes the demolition of the existing construction at the field, ripping up the field, drainage installation, and infrastructure placement for lights that will be purchased at a later date. Other bids are for the installation of the grandstands with a 750-person capacity and for the artificial turf, which will replace the grass field. Bids for the grandstands and the turf are done by February 9, with substantial completion of those projects expected by June 1. The bid for the site work is due on February 16, with substantial completion expected by August 18. The lowest qualified bidders will be selected. Construction is expected to start in the spring, and the field should be ready for play in September. There's more on this story in today's edition in the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Bill. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, the city of Beverly's trash limits are high, according to the Waste Reduction Committee, and members want to see that change. The committee is recommending a full pay-as-you-throw program, but members are willing to explore others as a compromise. The city council agreed to create an ad hoc committee with the WRC to look at options. Beverly allows each household to dump 175 gallons of trash, 5 35-gallon barrels plus one bulky item per week. In comparison, 84% of communities in the State Department of Environmental Protection's Northeast District 2 have a trash limit. The district includes nearby communities like Danvers, Salem, and Peabody. Of that 84%, 68% limits households to 3 35-gallon bins, and 49% impose a bulky item fee, according to a presentation from the committee to the city council. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, car break-ins were a pain in the neck for Marblehead residents over the weekend. Police reported that close to 15 vehicles were entered since Saturday night, with most break-ins occurring on Marblehead Neck. Cars were broken into on five streets on the neck. Some of the vehicles were unlocked, but others were secured and alarmed. In some instances, the cars were rummaged through with nothing taken, but property was stolen in other cases. Some of the items included change, cash, jewelry, purses, clothing, phone accessories, glasses, and prescription medication, according to police. Gayla Colley continues, in some instances, car alarms were set off and were heard sounding throughout the affected neighborhoods, but no calls to police were made. Police said car alarms are often set off accidentally and are commonly heard going off in town, but warn residents that there is sometimes a legitimate reason for their activation. Police are urging anyone who thinks his or her car has been entered with or without anything stolen to contact the department at 781-631-1212. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.